For starters, what is hemophilia?
Well, hemophilia is an inherited disorder which causes a tendency to bleed easily, and it affects about one in every 10,000 of the population. So there may be 20, 25,000 patients with hemophilia in the United States.
And there are two different kinds of hemophilia, right? Hemophilia A and hemophilia B.
Yeah, yes, indeed. So hemophilia is a genetic deficiency of one of the coagulation factors or clotting factors that we all use on a daily basis when we cut ourselves shaving to prevent excessive bleeding or to prevent bleeding after surgery. Hemophilia A is about is a deficiency of factor 8, so-called clotting factor 8, and hemophilia B is a deficiency of clotting factor 9. And so 8 or 9, hemophilia A or B, hemophilia A is about four times as common as hemophilia B.
And when were those conditions first recognized?
Well, it's interesting history because actually because of the inheritance pattern, which I think we'll discuss in a little while, there are references to hemophilia going back to what is called a Babylonian Talmud in the Jewish faith. It precedes the birth, or is around the time of Christ, actually, that particularly the manifestation of excessive bleeding or even death was circumcision. So it wasn't called hemophilia, of course, but it was clearly hemophilia.
And because hemophilia A or factor 8 deficiency is more common, is that why it was recognized earlier than hemophilia B or factor 9 deficiency?
Well, it wasn't appreciated, actually, in that there are two types of hemophilia, because they look exactly the same in terms of how they behave and how the inheritance pattern and so on. So it was just called hemophilia first. And it wasn't until the 1900s that it was realized that there are really two different subtypes. But otherwise, they look identical in a clinical sense.
How are they inherited?
They're inherited in a pattern that's called X-linked recessive. Now, what that means is that there are a number of disorders in medicine, and hemophilia A and B are examples of them, where women can be carriers of the gene for hemophilia but are not generally affected. I mean, let's say they're not affected, but they can pass it on to male offspring who then may inherit the gene from their mother and develop hemophilia. So that's the X-linked refers to the fact that it's on the X chromosome. Women have two X chromosomes, men only have one. And so what I usually say to patients or a carrier is that, you know, you have one well-functioning X chromosome and one that has the hemophilia gene, and whether your son has hemophilia depends on the toss of the dice as to whether he gets the quote good or quote bad X chromosome.